This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him back on the show. And if you're looking for a company that's keeping their eyes down and their working ethic to the top, look no further than Franchise Holdings internationally. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FNHI. And with us today to talk about his company is the president and CEO of it, Stephen Rossi. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I was looking back and some of your press releases, which is really impressive. You know, the revenues you guys did in 2016 was around $360,000. Revenues you did in 2017 total was $408,000. Then all of a sudden, I look at one of your press releases, and you're putting out a press release that you guys are going to have back orders or taking in orders just in the month of November of $800,000. Can you talk more about those orders, and how did we get here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been building out this business plan. We've been saying it's coming for as long as possible. So as long as we've been, having WorkSport within FNHI. 2016 was kind of a 2015, 2016. We were starting our market. 2017, we had to go huddle inwards and kind of make some changes. That drew into the first part of 2018. The last part of those changes were securing the name WorkSport as a U.S. granted word and logo mark. So a word mark and a logo mark, are really the fullest form of protection where, you know, we own that, the logo WorkSport, but we also own the word in the automotive field as well. We've been claiming, you know, making these promises to all the onlookers that once we have our infrastructure, our foundation built, the revenues will be there. We're pleased to say that word mark came in, I think it was June or July, and a handful of months, here we are getting the revenues that we promised as early revenues. I will say that this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's sizable growth. Year over year, I mean, we doubled our 2017 sales in 1 month of orders, and I have to say that we expect these orders are shipping now. So we're shipping about four of the production runs now, and there's going to be a few more shipping within December, I hope, and then the balance will be shipping in January. We expect these to be replicated orders, so we think that it's sustainable at these levels. And we're going to make sure that it's tomorrow's not good enough, if that makes any sense. The idea of FNHI has always been revenues, earnings, and with these orders, I mean, it's a great sign, but it's a great month for the end of 2018, but it should be a great week moving forward. So we have our eye on the target, and our target has always been short-term revenues, between 5 to 10 million. That's we're hoping happens within 2019, but medium to long-term revenue targets with the WorkSport subsidiary is upwards of $50 million. And the market, there's data everywhere in our investor presentation, fresh data that shows that our segment of our market is $500 to $600 million, and that's in the aftermarket. So this is at resellers like Pep Boys, for example, or Lowe's, where you buy things for vehicles that don't come from the factory. But the factory sales are really our targets with the Alpha and our Helios products. We plan on doing OEM sales. We hope to work with actual vehicle manufacturers collaboratively. With the Alpha, we're looking at Fiat Chrysler and Dodge, Chevrolet, Ford, Nissan, Honda, with their beautiful Ridgeline. On the Helios, all over the news these days, is the Rivian pickup truck, first fully electric pickup truck. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, I think, and 400 miles on the extended range. Our Helios solar technology is meant to trickle charge electric trucks. And that's really the focus. So the revenues are building, the building blocks to accompany our revenues with profits. But this is just the start, Everett, and we're happy that we've met some amazing customers, and these customers are now a member of our family. We're going to do everything we can to make their business as successful as possible, while they put their brand faith in our business.
You know, Stephen, tell my listeners, if you would, about your new awarded contract, manufacturing contract from the United States. I think the trifold soft covers. What is that exactly?
So in the U.S., oftentimes when you're looking at a product like, and I don't know the exact facts, but it's rumored that, for example, Ryobi, as a power tool manufacturer, is actually behind the scenes the manufacturer or designer of other brands like Bosch, for example, or DeWalt. And I don't know how true that is, but to one extent or another, you know, Samsung makes the screens for the Apple phones. There's a lot of times that there's a company that can make something, and there's another company that just needs it. It can't make it themselves for whatever reason. The U.S. is filled with massive brands and massive brand marketplaces. What that means is there's a company, a $200-500 million company that has customers, you know, with Visas, for example, putting a hole in their pocket saying, I need to spend at your company. And these companies are so busy building their brand and building out their revenues and making the earnings and profits that they necessarily don't have the time to focus on developing, patenting, prototyping, and doing all the heavy lifting that a company like ours does. So they'll shop around. They'll say, hey, we have a marketplace. Like, for example, a marketplace is Walmart, and a manufacturing brand is the George apparel line from Walmart. Walmart probably doesn't make it. It's probably made through another factory with the George branding based on the George's mandate of how it's supposed to look or fit. So the manufacturing contract is a U.S.-based company, a massive company. It's private label. A lot of shareholders said, Steve, why don't you mention the name? This is literally one of the two words in the phrase is private. It's a private label manufacturing. So it's a large company that has a massive audience and a massive marketplace. They're their own brand of truck accessories that has a huge market in tonneau covers and sells their own branded tonneau cover. And they reached out to us and selected Worksport as a candidate to make their soft folding covers and in the future their hard folding covers. We sent them one of our covers the way we would make it, and they loved it. We've made some changes to make that product exclusive to their brand, and we've been awarded that open-ended contract, which means that we now make that company's tonneau cover, and it's in our best interest to make the best product to see that their brand grows from 200 to 300 million and 300 million to 400 million. And that's what I said. They're part of that family, and our job now is to just make their brand as successful as possible. All the meanwhile, with Worksport, as a side note, I can say, Everett, is Worksport is still going to go to market with its own proprietary technology, as previously indicated, the Helios, the Alpha, the Quattros, the new SmartFold cover coming out, the new Forza and Fortes coming out. We have all these amazing, innovative products that, if they're not taken by another brand, if another brand doesn't come to us saying, we need that product, we're going to buy, you know, $5 to $10 million a year of this product and we want it exclusively, then Worksport has within its infrastructure its own very, very strong capacity to bring those products to market under their brand name. So what I'm getting at is that we're behind the scenes manufacturing a lot. And listeners have to wonder now, you're going to look at pickup trucks after listening to this, and you're going to look on the back of them, and you're going to notice that it has a tonneau cover. And what's exciting for us and should be exciting for any potential or current investors is there's now a very good chance that whatever the name on the back of that tonneau cover is, if it's not Worksport, it's a good chance that we made it.
My guest today is Stephen Rossi. He's the president and CEO of Franchise Holdings International. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FNHI. You've been recently in talks with a software company up in San Francisco. What can you share with my listeners, and what is that all about?
Now that Worksport is growing, it's not to say that we're going to switch our focus at all. But management of a San Francisco based software development company has kind of caught my attention. So initial feedback on our press release from yesterday, the was that the software we were investing in was to help Worksport. That is incorrect. So the software that we're not investing in it yet. We're in discussions, but there's a management of a software company. It's kind of caught my attention. There's a lot of different calibers of management and businessmen, and there's only a slim few that I tend to get along with and I work well with, only just because I'm a workaholic. And I love people that just pour themselves into their work because they owe it to their company and to their dream. I've been speaking with management of this San Francisco-based company, and I fell in love with the management. Second to that, I fell in love with the platform that they're building. So it's a desktop and Android or iPhone-based or Apple-based app. I can't speak much about what the application or the software is for, but it's something that helps me, something that I use, something that I love. The company is just like Worksport was and much like Worksport currently is, in that it's built its business. It has 75,000 active users globally, and that's not hard to do. That's not easy to do.
Right.
Management's built out this infrastructure. They've poured a lot of their own capital, and they're looking for another company, with solid management like FNHI, to assist in getting it to the next level. And we see a massive opportunity. I mean, it's an app and a program I use that helps me and my family every day, and our company every day. And it's right on the cusp of monetization. So our investment that we're discussing is a capital for equity investment privately into this company. So again, our capital in exchange for their equity, which will bring, I think, sizable value to FNHI. The capital is to be used to further develop, then monetize, which is also extremely impossible. It's extremely hard and a very, very, very big milestone for a development company. So our discussions are, again, FNHI is to invest in exchange for capital. The capital is to be used to monetize the program and get it into 100,000 or 200,000 active users. We will say that the idea that the recipe for Franchise Holdings International is nothing more and nothing less than revenues and earnings. And this company can show revenues, it can show earnings, and also in this space for long-term value, it's a massive mergers and acquisition space. A similar application was bought out far further behind than this company currently is by Microsoft for $100 million about 4 years ago. So we look at this as an investment in the future, and if it's not something that is an acquisition target for another nine-figure valuation, it may be a solid revenue source for the company and a great investment for Franchise Holdings. The last thing I want to say about this is that Worksport has been growing, and it's always been hungry for capital. It needs cash flow, it needs capital to keep inventory going, and that's growing. With the $800,000 of sales booked this month alone, We're very profitable on those sales because of our lean manufacturing operations and our economies of scales that we met. We're not crazy profitable, but at the end of the day, we're enviably profitable. So what I could say is that the revenues of Worksport are now at the point almost where the company is self-sufficient and profitable. Almost. So if these levels maintain, if we were to maintain levels of $800,000 a month in orders, for example, I can easily say that Worksport would be very profitable and FNHI as a holding company would actually show earnings. So what I can say is that other shareholders have been concerned, why is management of FNHI investing capital or looking to invest capital in another company when Worksport's always been hungry for capital? What I can say is that with Gunpowder Capital that's working with us on our ultimate CSE listing and other recent investments in the company, Worksport's requirement for capital to grow was almost yesterday's story. And today's story is we've got some capital, and I think that with the CSE and Gunpowder behind us and the CSE coming just around the corner, the company's going to get a lot more capital, a lot more access to capital. So Worksport's in great shape, and we're not doing anything to hinder Worksport's ability to grow and grow exponentially. What we're doing is we're looking at an amazing opportunity while it's available and finding additional capital to invest in this company as their management needs to see it to the next level of growth. And Worksport's recipe has been simple. With only a month left to the year, we're heading for a 1,000% year-over-year increase in revenues. And our shareholders and our listeners and our supporters have to believe that we as management are only going to invest in another company that we can duplicate as close to the same results in. So this investment is not going to hinder Worksport, but really help franchise holdings.
Well, you definitely said a lot. You said it all today. We're running out of time. Stephen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to mention that you want to? You got about 20 seconds.
Not much at all. Shareholders can visit our website, franchiseholdingsinternational.com, for more information. We put a lot of time into blog posts, I'm just an email away if they ever need to get a hold of me.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I wish you nothing but continued success. I think you're one of the best managers out there managing a OTC publicly traded company. Keep your head down, keep doing what you're doing, and the end results will get there, what you're looking for, and your investors.
Thank you very much, Everett. Thank you. Very kind words.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.